Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Earth and Sky's Clear Voices. I'm Lindsay Patterson. Paul Majewski is the director of the Climate Change Institute at the University of Maine. He leads an international expedition to reconstruct the past 200 years of Antarctic climate. Over the past two decades, Majewski has traversed over 8,000 kilometers across Antarctica to collect ice cores, which he describes as remarkable archives of past climate. In this short podcast, Paul Majewski speaks about what the changing climate means for Antarctica's future.
Do you think that it's too late to save Antarctica?
Antarctica isn't going to disappear completely, but Antarctica will experience some very dramatic changes in the coming decades. Is it too late to maintain Antarctica exactly the way it's been for the last 50 to 100 years? Yes, it probably is. Obviously, the sooner we begin to realize our impact on the planet, and once Antarctica is impacted more dramatically, I mean, there will be no doubt that the warming will be truly global. We obviously can reduce our impact for the future. Antarctica also has another great value. It is not only sensitive to temperature changes of both the ocean and the atmosphere, but it's also an amazing repository for looking at the history of climate, and it's a way in which we can see how much humans have polluted even the remotest parts of the planet.
Can you just explain a little bit more about that? Like, how exactly is it possible to see the impacts from pollution?
I'll imagine if somebody had put out automatic weather stations and automatic atmospheric chemistry stations 1,000 years ago, and these were recording several times a year, and if you then recover these things in the form of ice cores, and in ice cores you can recover trapped gases, you can recover trapped trace metal, various pollutants, you can recover trapped temperature signals, and unequivocally, and the more records you have, obviously the better, but unequivocally demonstrate that something very different has happened in the last century, and in particular in the last couple of decades. And the ice core evidence shows this very, very clearly, how levels, for example, of the precursors of acid rain, sulfuric acid, and nitric acid are higher in the last few decades than they are going back thousands of years. How greenhouse gases like CO2 are not only higher than they have been in the last several hundred thousand years, and that's how long some of the ice core records are, but that they've increased 100 times faster than they ever have before. And on, all of these things that all happen in the last few decades. And obviously, what's happened to produce that in the last few decades, there's only one thing that's come on the scene that could have exceeded by these amounts and these rates the natural levels, and that's the emissions of greenhouse gases and various other pollutants by humans.
I know that you've been working in the Antarctic for many decades. If you were to just look at what your experience has been, how has that changed over the past 20 years or so?
Changed very dramatically. When many of us started working in the Antarctic 20, 30 plus years ago, our understanding of the Antarctic was that it was a vast, obviously very cold, very dry place that was literally unchangeable. And the thought that you could see massive ice shelves disintegrating or large regions suddenly getting warmer was unheard of a few decades ago. Now, from ice cores and a variety of other studies, we find out that Antarctica is a far more sensitive mass of ice than we ever thought before, number one. And number two, that because it can change so much in the extent of sea ice, it has a very, very important role in global ocean circulation and the atmosphere of the southern hemisphere, if not the entire planet. So we've gone from thinking of Antarctica as a stagnant, cold, unchanging place that was literally separated from the rest of the planet to realizing that it is a place that has the potential for changing a great deal and one that is very, very much involved in the global climate system.
That was Paul Majewski, director of the Climate Change Institute at the University of Maine. And I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.